You're listening to SBS News.
Here you are.
There are few people in Australia who have defied the odds like Kaibarn Jumpshard. Born in a West Australian hospital with severe disabilities, doctors turned off his life support when he was barely a week old. He survived, but 3 years later, Kaibarn is now fighting a whole new battle. His parents, brother and sister were all granted temporary residency visas, but his application was rejected. Shisleen Aishath is a social worker in the West Australian town of Bunbury and Kaibarn's mother.
So he has severe haemophilia, an acquired brain injury resulting in quadriplegia. He has cerebral palsy, needs care around the clock with all activities of daily living. He uses a wheelchair as his main way of mobilising. This is a human being that we're talking about, an actual person. It's not a piece of paper. It's not a number.
Kaibarn's visa application was rejected on the grounds that his medical costs exceeded the threshold of $49,000, and the Department of Home Affairs said his case did not warrant a waiver on compassionate grounds. But experts say that as a temporary visa applicant, Kaibarn wouldn't be eligible to access most of the services he's been costed for. Jan Gothard is a disability services and migration agent offering pro bono services to Kaibarn's family.
It is discriminatory if you consider that a child going to school, applying for a visa, their costs are not considered, their costs for education are not considered to be a community cost. But if a child goes to school and needs special education, that is considered to be a community cost. A child going to school who needs English as a second language tuition, that's not considered to be a community cost, but again, special education is. It is clearly discriminatory.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs said its processes do not discriminate against visa applicants who have a disability. It said, "The existing requirements of the Migration Act are in place to protect the community from public health and safety risks, contain public expenditure on healthcare and community services, and safeguard the access of Australian citizens and permanent residents to healthcare and community services in short supply. The current health framework is pragmatic and balances compassion and cost containment by having a standard health requirement for visa applicants." An appeal against the Department of Home Affairs' decision not to grant Kaibarn Jumpshard a visa will be heard at the Administrative Tribunal later this month. If that fails, his family will have to rely on a direct intervention by the Minister for Immigration. Otherwise, Kaibarn will have to leave Australia within 28 days. This weekend, a Save Kaibarn march will be held in his hometown of Bunbury. Leonie Wellington is from the Save Kaibarn group.
They didn't choose this situation, but they've made the best of it, and they've made sure that they're going to make the best of it for their family. If this is where they need to be for Kaibarn, then they are going to be part of this community, and I want to join them in that.
While it's not clear what Kaibarn's life expectancy is, his family says that if he continues his treatment in Australia, he will improve. But if he's forced to leave, his life could be at risk.
If it's here, we can enjoy the time we have with him as a family because we know the care's there. We know he's been looked after, his needs are being met, that he's not in pain, that he's just being a little boy.
Kaibarn's case will be heard at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal in Perth on August 29. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.